The Average Network presents episode 65 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. We journey deep into the bowels of the wet wing of the White House to the office of Vice POTUS, Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the administration. Let us join Count Cheney, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, and a visitor from far away.
Richard, how could you do this to me? We have been friends for years. We've fed on each other's victims. I even let you use Adnan Pachechi, my Rumsfeld.
Ahmed, 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 you've simply gotten in the way, old man. We must be practical, and throwing you to the wolves was the most practical thing.
Hardly anything surprising to you, Mr. Chalabi.
I'm not surprised. I am stunned. You send your thugs to destroy INC property.
Paid for with U.S. tax dollars.
True. Unimportant, but true. You arrest and interrogate my people. How can you do this to me? I had to go out before sunset,
Richard. You've been stealing from us.
You helped me do it. We split the profits.
It's in our private vault in the Batcave, Master.
I know where it is, Donald. Simply put, you've been found out, Chalabi, old man. Even our dear friends in the Senate are aware that yours was the intel we based the war on. Being caught in a lie is death in this town, Ahmed, and not us.
You can lie for years in Washington, but once it's public, it's as good as over.
But you helped me concoct it all.
Of course we did. We needed it to be convincing, didn't we? But now, in order that our plans survive, we have to give them a sacrifice.
And General Sanchez can't do it. He's taking the fall for Abu Ghraib.
And for this bad intel, I must walk into the sunrise?
Precisely, dear old thing. It's the plan. Dr. Henry's and my plan. It is essential that the plan survive. If it's any consolation to you, even Dr. Henry's head is expendable, just not at the moment.
I do not like this, Richard.
Ahmed, grow up. Nothing will really happen. You can even keep your money. But you just can't be president of Iraq.
He can run for governor of California.
There, you see. It's not hopeless at all.
But the Iraqi people need me.
Perhaps, but they don't like you.
In a CBS Al Arabiya Baghdad Daily Courier poll over the weekend, you came in 18th in a 20-person poll.
Yes, Saddam was 17, George was 19, Regis Philbin was 20th.
Who came in first?
It was a tie between Ralph Nader and Donald Trump.
You see, quite hopeless from your perspective, Ahmed. You really mustn't worry. You could grow a mustache and retire to Buenos Aires for 20 or 30 years. By then, all this nonsense will be forgotten, and you can
But Richard, so much time!
Get used to it, Ahmed. We of the undead do not age as do mortals. I've been dead almost 200 years. I was 57 when I passed on. I'm roughly 62 now. In fact, Donald, fetch a brace of bags from the fridge for Ahmed and myself.
Yes, Master.
Oh, Richard, I could not eat a thing.
Not even from my own collection?
From your collection? Richard, I would be honored.
Ah, Rumsfeld. Oh, excellent choice.
He was an Olympic triathlete. These are two of the last three pints.
Richard, I cannot accept this.
Nonsense, Ahmed. It's an honor. You've been a marvelous partner and shall be again to our collaboration. Care to join us, Rumsfeld?
Thank you, Master. I have a bag of flies.
Excellent. Gentlemen.
Buttons, buttons.
Hey, Dick. Hey, Don. Hey, Adenoid.
Ahmed, Mr. President. Adenoid.
Hello, George. I haven't seen you since our meeting 2 hours ago. What may I do for you now?
Can we talk in front of this here Frenchman?
I am not French, you dolt. I am Iraqi.
Yes, George, we can talk.
Don, you eating bugs in front of me again?
Sorry, Mr. President.
You're just about as bad as a Frenchman, Don, bug eating and stuff. Dick, How come my numbers didn't get no better after my speech?
Carl explained it to you, George. They weren't necessarily supposed to. Your numbers will improve as the speeches go on. The first one was simply a base speech from which we shall build. Your numbers will improve.
Andy and I think that if the wind blows correctly, you'll be up near 58% by the time Carrie drops to 62%, sir.
Wait, that's pretty good. I'm supposed to like that, huh?
Of course you should, George. Things are going reasonably well.
And they'll get better as time goes on. We're going to release an ad of you leading the invasion into Iraq in a tank.
I hope it's not too Dukakis-esque.
Our focus groups say it's very strong.
Yes, but we pay them to say that.
Hey, I don't remember no tank in Iraq.
It's CG, George. It looks quite realistic.
Huh. Well, I still don't like Jeb's more popular than me. Mom and Dad always liked Jeb best anyway.
You needn't worry about your brother. You shall win, George. If we have to resort to violence, you shall win. Is there anything else you need?
Nope, reckon not.
Excellent. Go away then, George.
Can't I stay and watch you talk to old Ammonia?
Ahmed, not Ammonia. Ahmed Chalabi.
Ahmed Chalabi? Ain't this that guy we don't like no more?
George, we are very fond of Ahmed. Without him, we should still be concerned about nasty old Saddam and his idiot sons.
I led you to where Ui and Gui were hiding. That should be of some value.
Actually, we received that little tidbit from Saddam during one of his prank phone calls. That's why you didn't get the reward.
Yeah, we had to pay that to us.
George, go tell Andy that he needs to see you.
He does?
Of course he does, Mr. President.
Oh, okay. See ya. So long, Achtung Salami or whatever.
Very close, Mr. President.
Goodbye, George.
Don't worry. He'll be busy the rest of the night.
He has his cartoon hour with Ashcroft. Then he goes to bed with a book.
The Bible, I suppose it is.
The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
We tried to interest him in Winnie the Pooh, but it didn't take too many big words.
Donald, give Ahmed a few millions to set up shop. Take it out of the Pentagon. They'll never miss a few millions.
Yes, Master.
Once you've settled in, we can stay in touch by laptop.
I had such dreams, Richard. I was going to rename Baghdad as Chalabiville. No more Saddam. Now there would be Ahmed Chalabi Boulevard to the Chalabi Palace. I would have my own Chalabimobile. With money from CIA and oil and selling Saddam-era weapons back to you, I could have been very wealthy.
Mustn't sentimentalize over spilled blood, Ahmed. Besides, who knows what the future might hold?
I must go.
Yes, you must. They'll be hunting for you soon enough, so it'll help being prepared.
Donald?
Here, Ahmed. This suitcase is clothes, passport, visa. This one is $3 million in hundreds, and a copy of Lake Woebegone Days by Garrison Keillor for fun.
You call that fun?
Rumsfeld, take him out. The back
way. Oh, you mean?
Yes, the back way. Goodbye, Ahmed.
Goodbye, Count Cheney.
Hello, Scooter. Yes, it went fine. He has the phony documents and the counterfeit money, and Donald will give him the false boarding pass. Excellent. Though I'm sure he'll enjoy Gitmo. No, no, no. Let him keep the book. It serves him right.
Episode 65 of The Adventures of Ahmed Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were found in specially marked boxes of Bush Baby cereal, fortified with vitamin 9mm and iron. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network asking you to stay tuned.